Just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos. Happy June, happy Friday, and happy 143. It's 1:43, and I am recording my first podcast in the month of June, and I'm actually going to attempt to upload this one on my own for the first time since, the year 2014, when I originally started my podcast, and my blog was the same year, 2014. Today's podcast has been one that I've been thinking about for years, actually, and I just haven't had the courage to discuss, and I certainly haven't had the courage to put the picture up that goes along with it. For years, I actually did take that photograph in the month of June of last year because it was my birthday coming up and I wanted to record what my body looked like at that time. This is going to be called body shaming or something about body shaming. I'm not quite sure yet what the title is, but I definitely see the picture and I know what the topic and the content will be about. It's very difficult for me to talk about this for many, many reasons, but I'm going to go ahead and just say body shaming is a thing, even for people like me, which is kind of weird because I don't believe in feeling bad about yourself ever. But before I start that, two things. One Republic is coming to Miami June 11th. Okay, I love One Republic. I really do love One Republic. So quick, run, go download all those songs and try and understand why I love One Republic. And then second, Vital Proteins is a company that I've never met, but I want to shake their hand. It's, they make collagen peptides. It's unflavored. I've been using this, for 2 weeks now? It's changed my life. I think it costs less than $20. It's a blue, light blue bottle. Vital Proteins, it's called. And I just put it in my tea or my coffee in the morning or whatever shake I'm making. It's collagen peptides. It's supposed to be good for your hair, skin, and nails. But for me, it's actually been great for my joints, my bones, and my digestive system. It's less than $20. I mean, so if you're into vitamins and supplements and nutrients like I am, it's something you should look into. Highly recommend it. Okay, so happy June. Body shaming. I had a partner in my life, and for some reason I felt the need to really impress him with my body. And your body is a monument to yourself. It carries all of my life with me, all of my scars, all of my experiences. So like me, you have to change, you have to evolve, you have to degrade, you have to grow, and if not, you're dead, right? You have to change. It's just part of life. I'm very much alive. My body has changed quite a bit. This process is, I guess, my body image, my own image. It's a sensitive issue, and I'll tell you why. I read magazines, and it's a little different than what I see in the magazines. We all have a close relationship to our own bodies. I do. And I monitor every little change, nook and cranny, hair growth, a scar. I meticulously document all of it and I try to better it every day that I can. As you know, I go to the gym every day. Sometimes I don't feel like it, but I do anyway. And sometimes we put pressure on ourselves and unrealistic standards, right? And sometimes your partner does that as well and they don't even know. Enforcing unrealistic views through the person you love is very toxic. And it hurts quite a bit. And it's actually unacceptable because that kind of shame coming from the person you love the most can be traumatic. If we agree to love someone, you got to love them as they are. Every inch of them, every part of them, as they are. Come as you are. The Nirvana song, remember? No one needs pressure from a loved one about beauty or the standard of beauty. We all have our own standards, and sometimes we're pretty hard on ourselves. We should love each other as we are. That would be a healthy relationship. More than that, the body shaming activity is really less about the recipient. It's more about the person who's actually shaming, right? I personally celebrate everybody's scars, nooks and crannies, hair growths, and all that stuff. I like those things. They tell a story. My life experience is all over my body, just like tattoos are a life teller. When I came into my 20s and my mom, my grandmother, and all those women in my family, they kept telling me, be careful, the fat, the cellulite. You know, when you get into your 30s, it's even harder. Having been healthy and happy with my body weight back in the day, you know, when I was a teenager in my early 20s, I would brush that shit off. I wouldn't really think about it, but then I got married. And when I got married, I, you know, moved to another country. Actually, I did. I came from Canada to Miami. We ate out a lot. We went out. We went to vacations a lot. And then I got pregnant and domestic bliss settles in and, you know, all that stuff. Kids, husband, activities, food binges, cheat days. And guess what? My body changed. Then it changed again because I started to get fit, right? And then it changed again because I got a divorce. And then it changed again because I got fit again. So all of these ups and downs, you know, they create permanent visible scars all over your body. I wasn't sure what was worse, though, is knowing that my body had changed myself or being judged because I had a baby or because I just lived. I was being judged. I was even being criticized because of the scars on my body. And it's really hard, even for a person like me. I think I'm a very confident lady. A lot of people will describe me as strong. That's the word they use. And they're right. But it hurts being scrutinized by someone you love or even someone you don't love. Kim Kardashian says that she couldn't come out of her house the first time she felt this pain through tabloids. Imagine living a life with someone you love doing this to you every day. Sometimes life happens. Sometimes you don't have time to go to the gym, or, you know, you have a job that requires 10 to 12 hours a day, or you're pregnant, or you eat unhealthy, or you have to do house chores. We all have these problems. We need empathy. We don't need criticism from someone else, or worse, someone we love. Now, yeah, body shamers, they suck. No question, they suck. But how much of that is our fault? My fault? How could I let another human being harm me? My own love should have kicked in to protect my feelings, right? Loving myself naked as I am is something I struggle with. Think of everything you've already been through in your life, the ups and the downs, the movement and the stillness, the injuries, the recoveries, the places you've been and seen. Your body held you up through all that shit. We have to be grateful to our bodies. They really are our vessels, our monuments, and we have to be soft with our bodies. We have to be loving. We need to be caring with our bodies and appreciative of our bodies. And one way that we can do that is by eating well, sleeping well, not smoking anything. I might piss people off with that one. But the truth is why? There's no real reason other than abuse. It's almost like binging. When you binge eat, you hate yourself. You're punishing yourself. Self-esteem and physical appearance are very touchy areas for people. People become vulnerable. I know I'm like a little kid. And you know what? I had a partner that knew that and just abused that. There is something about how we catch our reflection in the mirror. You know, when you walk by a mirror and you're like, gosh, that doesn't even look like me. Or, you know, I look good today. Something is off today. If we could only see ourselves like people see us, right? I know every day I get compliments on my body every day. And sometimes I'm like, are they making fun of me? Now, there's many disorders, body disorders. There's psychological phenomenons where specifically women suffer these, where they have distorted images of what they look like. And this has a lot to do with television, media, Hollywood. They're unrealistic. I eat well and I invest in my body every day. Those negative self-images are still here. I still self-hate, I self-loathe. And when you hear comments from people that you love or people on TV, it doesn't help. So we need to really love ourselves naked. Not want to vomit when we see each other. It doesn't matter how old you are, how big you are, how little you are. You just have to love yourself. So here is some homework. As I try to begin to understand how I let someone distort my own image, I also started to think about this as a big problem bigger than me. So here's a quick technique to help tap into your own goodness, okay? Stop thinking about how you look and just start moving. Put on your favorite song and stand naked and dance and rejoice and love yourself. And you know what I would do actually, and what I might do right now when I stop this, because actually tonight I'm doing a live podcast and tomorrow I'm doing a live podcast. What I think you should do is get naked sometime soon. Stand in front of the mirror and put on your favorite music. One of my favorite albums is One Republic by One Republic. And also, they just recently came out with a great song, No Vacancy. I don't know if these people are singing just to me or for me, but let me tell you, I love them. And I might put them on and dance naked. I don't really give a shit what people think of me. I really don't. But it's so funny. I really give a shit about what they think about my body. Isn't that crazy? I have to work on loving my scars, the marks, the hair, the imperfections, the lack of hair, all over my body. It is the one thing that never left me, the one thing that never betrayed me, always came through for me. And I think I should show her some love. What do you think? Any questions, comments, or concerns, you guys know where to find me. It's June. I wish you nothing but a really healthy body image and balance. Lots of balance in your eating habits, in your sleep habits, where you work, the people you have around you. Make sure that they love you and they build you up and they love you. That's very important to have a great support system, especially your partner. That's the person that you should really trust and count on for making you feel beautiful and good and healthy and safe. So this is the first of many podcasts in June. Thank you so much for listening. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at www.atrev-t.com. That means to dare. I dare you to contact me. My phone number is 305-903-7160. I'm on Instagram, R-E-V-E-T-E. I'm on Facebook, A-T-R-E-V-E-T-E, Inc. I'm incorporated. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. Contact me.